Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about when is the right time to raise your rates. And before we dive off into this topic, for the next three or four, I apologize in advance. I'm traveling for the Thanksgiving holidays with family, and I'm recording this on my AirPods. So if the quality is terrible, that's why. but the content will be awesome, like normal. So just the audio will suck. So... So, Tim, when should you raise your rates?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's a question that comes to mind a lot this time of year for service professionals, building websites for clients, etc. It's, you know, we're approaching that holiday season, or we're in the holiday season now. Today is Thanksgiving. And so, you know, you have that on your mind, or at least I do, as you're approaching the end of the year, you're thinking about next year, you know, you're growing your business. And for a lot of people, they don't raise the rates throughout the year. And so, you know, you've worked all year long, improving your skills, getting better, getting more experience, upping your game. And so your rate should reflect that. And I'm of the belief that most web designers and developers are undervaluing themselves and not charging enough for what they're providing for their clients. I'm kind of the opinion that you should raise your rates once a year, or at least once a year. And I think the start of the new year is definitely a good time to do that. And so thinking about it now before you get there and having a plan, that way you don't just make a last minute split decision.
Absolutely. Well, there's a few times that I think, it's appropriate to raise your rates. And I don't think it necessarily has to be at the end of the year. So I'm going to throw a little caveat in here. I think as your skill sets improve and as you learn more about the value that you bring to companies, I think that you shouldn't be afraid to raise your rates. Obviously, as entrepreneurs and self-employed people, we have that flexibility, the flexibility to pretty much change our prices whenever we want, because most web developers and web designers, I don't think, put their prices on their website. So honestly, new potential customers aren't really going to know if you raise your rates. My spiel is, or my thinking is, raise your rates when you're ready and you're confident. You know, it's time. Even if you raise your rates twice in a 30-day period, guess what? You can do that. It's okay. You know, and nobody's going to know but you. So, you know, when you're ready, when your skill set improves, and when you're bringing, you know that you're bringing the value to the customers, raise them.
Yeah. No, that's some great points. And you mentioned, David, when you're confident, and I think the best time when you're the most confident is when you don't need the work. And so that's oftentimes, and actually thinking back as you're saying that, that's when I've oftentimes have raised my rates, when I'm booked solid, I don't need the work. And I'm like, you know what? I'm raising my rates because I have the confidence. You know, I'm not desperate. You know, when you get to that stage where, you know, feast or famine, you like really need to get the next project, it's like you're almost willing to work for anything, which is a terrible place to be in, a terrible mindset. So when you do have, a lot of work and you're booked and stuff, and you get that next client, you're like, okay, this is what I charge, because you have that confidence. You're not desperate. You don't need that next project. And so if they say, oh, I can't, you know, that's not my budget, whatever, you're okay. And so, I think that's a great time when you're most confident, when you don't need the work.
All right. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, things to consider before updating to WordPress 5.0. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.